Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the racing and chasing in the political media. Today's topic, The Sidewalks of New York, A Tale of Media Bias, Part 3. On Monday, I talked about how the primary form of media bias reflected not some insidious agenda by either liberal reporters or conservative executives, but a series of choices about what to cover based on the desires of their audience. But there is one other important factor. When I was trying to get new homeowners in the neighborhood to subscribe, I would make a point of saying how the paper would be delivered before the evening news, and besides, you know what the TV news is like. And if they were at all inclined to read a newspaper, then that statement would get a roll of the eyes, and I knew I had the subscription nailed. That gets to another area of media bias, one that is sometimes attributed to being an accommodation to a particular demographic, but is in fact not. Each media is biased towards telling the stories that it tells well. Television is a visual media. Car chases, fires, celebrity wardrobe malfunctions are visual stories. A radio reporter goes to a scene, and one of the top things on their mind is what sounds would help tell the story. You think a newspaper writer is going to be thinking of that? So if you are ever inclined to roll your eyes and wonder why television news is the way that it is, the very simple answer is that it is because it is television. Try sometimes to imagine what some of those sensationalist stories would sound like on radio or even print. Not very interesting. Many people believe that because of this, television is biased towards a less educated audience, when in fact it is biased toward more visual stories. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.